Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Bruce plays his creation. Then our listener tries to guess two things: the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking and the name of the hidden tune. Bodie Foast is on the line from Eugene, Oregon. Bodie, good to have you with us.
Hi, nice to be here.
And Bodie, I normally ask people about their musical background. You have a lot to talk about here. How many different instruments do you play?
At least a handful, and I recently started singing as well.
And you're a trombone major, is that right?
I'm a musicology student at the University of Oregon. I also play trombone and sackbut in early music ensembles.
And for folks who might not know, could you explain what a sackbut is?
Sure. The sackbut is actually just an old version of the trombone, so a little bit smaller, a smaller sound. It works really great with playing with violins and cornettos and organs.
And you also play in a gamelan. What's a gamelan?
That's correct. Yeah, I play in a gamelan here in Eugene. It's a Javanese ensemble of bells, gongs, and even some wooden instruments.
So you play Javanese music and Western new music written for that Indonesian ensemble, that Javanese ensemble.
That's correct. Our director, Ken Jennings, he writes a lot of new music for us, but we also play a lot of traditional Javanese music.
It sounds like you have a fascinating musical life.
Yeah, Eugene is a really great musical community here.
Well, I think your musical life is about to get even more fascinating with this piano puzzler. Bruce is about to play this for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Bodie, you all set?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Bodie, what do you hear there?
Let's see. It sounds very 20th century, almost atonal or something. I was thinking maybe Bartok on the composer.
Well, you're very close. It's early 20th century. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny. It is atonal, but most people don't think of this composer as ever doing that. But he did. He did quite a lot.
Okay. Let
me just play, now that we sort of broke the ice with this a little bit, let me play a little bit of again.
Okay.
Because there's something very strange going on, which is the tune. I have to say this because you're a very good musician, so I don't want to break your ears on this. The tune is very tonal, but the thing, what's going on underneath, if you listen closely, I think you'll get it pretty quickly.
Okay.
Stop there for now.
The melody I'm hearing in the upper right hand, but I just can't place it.
You know what? I would like to play the left hand without the tune.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Debussy or
Ravel. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Debussy, because the tune. is really messing that up.
So when you isolated the accompaniment,
yeah,
it had that French impressionist sound. Yeah, and Bode, you named Claude Debussy. And Bruce, that's who you had in mind?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I know that when I was thinking about this, the tune really twists the accompaniment into a bizarre area.
I was going to say it the other way around. The accompaniment twists the tune into a bizarre area.
They both, I guess they do that to each other.
That's interesting.
It's almost like an M.C. Escher. It's like it's definitely a twisted puzzler. I was hearing it, you know, very often I play these at home and I come in and then we do it here. And when I was hearing it for the first time with Fred sitting there and Bode listening, I heard how weird it is.
All right, so Bode, you named the composer whose style Bruce was imitating, Claude Debussy. Now we got to figure out if we can figure out the tune here.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'll play the whole thing, but I'll bring the tune out a little more.
Okay. Gosh, it sounds so familiar, but I can't quite place it. Any help there, Fred?
Well, I'm wondering if this is one of these rare cases where, Bruce, you've taken a tune by one classical composer and rewritten it in the style of another classical composer.
Yes, that's right. You're right, Fred. It's a really famous tune, but it's not a pop song.
Is it a tune from an opera?
No.
Ah, jeez. Dun, 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 dun.
You know, there's a little hint at the end. This is not part of the tune, but this might trigger something. This little... It's all the wrong notes, but it's the right rhythm.
Bruce, could I ask you to unpack this the other way? Could you play the right hand without the left hand?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be very disorienting, but simple.
It almost sounds like a Mozart thing or a Haydn thing.
It could be. It isn't, but it could be.
But are we in? We're in the right area, though. Here,
yeah.
German composers.
Yeah, I mean, it's very folk-like, so it could be by any
German
composer.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a folk song.
Yeah, it is practically a folk song. It just happens not to be, but it could be.
Kind of a Brahms or a Beethoven. No. I'm sure I've heard it before. I just can't name the composer.
You could go fishing for it a little bit. And this is the fishing was a bit of a joke.
The trout?
Yeah.
Trout sonata?
Yes, it's the trout.
Okay.
The song, the trout, yeah.
Which is a song by?
Schubert?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah.
So a song by Franz Schubert, The Trout by Franz Schubert, which he wrote as a song, and then he also used that same theme again later in a quintet.
Oh, right.
The Trout Quintet.
Wow.
So that song, The Trout by Franz Schubert, rewritten in the style of Claude Debussy.
Yeah.
Bruce, you're a genius.
Wow.
Well, I have to say this, it's a really weird one because what I... ended up doing was leaving the tune exactly as it is, which is in a major key completely, but the accompaniment is pretty much in whole tones, and also occasionally with half-diminished chords and a few other of Debussy. So a phrase like this, which really should just be 5-1 chords, ends up being...
takes it into a whole different realm.
No kidding.
It's kind of like some person you know really well wearing an incredible disguise and new facial hair.
An amazing piano puzzle.
And I have to say that this little thing at the end...
Oh, yeah.
...comes from this accompaniment figure, which is supposedly the trout swimming around in the water. And then it ends. So I did. It's a whole tone trout, you know. It's funny, you know. It's you mentioned gamelan. Of course, the whole tones are actually where Debussy heard whole tones originally, was from gamelans from Java.
That's right. That's right.
So everything is connected in the world of music.
And who knew?
In one way or another. So The Trout by Franz Schubert, rewritten in the style of Claude Debussy for this week's Piano Puzzler. And Bodhi, you got right into the Claude Debussy sound, that early 20th century sound. And that's really what the puzzler is about. So very well done.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
What's your public radio station?
We have a couple here, KLCC and KWAX.
KWAX, the classical station there in Eugene, Oregon.
Right.
Bodhi Foust, good luck with your music studies there at the University of Oregon, and thanks for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thanks so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.